Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. Yeah, wow. I'm right back again today. You just heard from me yesterday. Shocking. I know. I felt so bad about what I said in regards to my relationship with Gabe yesterday. I couldn't stop thinking about it all last night. I dreamt about it. I woke up thinking about it. I just want to explore that a little bit because he's such a good guy. He's such a fantastic person. And he's been there for me. Just steady rock. A lot of people think he's really good for me because he is so stable and steady, and I'm, you know, not known for that. I'm more excitable and impulsive, and he does have a sense of adventure. He actually is totally down for moving to Ireland if Trump becomes president again. We both agree we can't go through another Trump presidency. So the fact that he insists he genuinely is up for relocating and that Ireland would be his first choice. We've talked before about living there for a year. But this really surprised me because that was always later down the road because his parents are here. So I said, what about your parents? And he just shook his head like, if you're not living in America, but, well, you can all probably see how divided this country is. I don't get political. I've never gotten political on this podcast before. But for me, that all should have ground to a screeching halt the moment that Trump made fun of the disabled reporter. I don't want anyone who makes fun of disabled people leading this country. I don't want them leading anyone or anything. I'm certainly not going to follow them. Then there was the crotch grabbing, all the lies. And I realize I'm losing listeners right now, and that's probably for the best, because you're probably not going to see eye to eye with me on a lot of things if you think that it's okay to make fun of disabled people right to their face. So I'm not willing to go through another presidency with him. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know a lot about Kamala Harris. But I know enough to know she's a better choice. So we both talked about Ireland and relocating, and he knows that he would not make what he makes here, but this is serious. And, you know, we had talked about Toronto before too, but he says, no, Ireland. So, and we love Ireland so much. And maybe, you know, it's an opportunity for other people to step up. I don't know. I can't imagine what his mother would say. She would be so upset if we left, but this is it. It's on the table. So I cannot say that Gabe does not have a sense of adventure. You know, we kind of are in agreement that we would just put everything in storage and take Chevy and our laptops and some clothes and go and figure it out. And that is freaking adventurous. Scary. Yeah. But necessary. I'm not going to be a part of this. If it goes that way, I'm just not going to be a part of it. So we have some research to do. And basically, I wanted to say that I don't want to sell him short or portray him in a way that is unbecoming at all, because he's a fantastic human being. Aside from being a therapist, he's just a really good guy. And he adores me, and we love each other, and he's always been very supportive. He has bought me raw meals, gourmet meals, as a surprise. He has, he'll ask, you know, if I'm raw right now, or, you know, so when he asks if I want to go out to breakfast, he's also appealing to that other side of me that's like, hell yes, because he knows I love diners, and there are certain restaurants that I absolutely love. And I know I should be saying that in the past tense, I've been told before, but this is the truth. And I don't know if you've ever known a fun drunk. I'm trying to think. I think I have. But I'm fun when I'm eating whatever the hell I want at times. You know, obviously it starts to get me down after a few days, but at first it's like, wee, you know, and sugar especially. So yeah, I know I'm fun drunk too. I hate to say that. I don't drink very often, but he does enjoy that side of me, and he's not the only one. So it's not like I'm, you know, this drag when I'm eating cooked food. I'm not. So I understand that he loves both sides. And really, I should love both sides. That's all me. You should love yourself through thick and thin, through all of it, all facets of your personality. But I know my best self is when I'm raw vegan, and when I'm the most consistent, on an even keel. My emotions are not up and down. I'm calmer. I'm happier. I'm more loving. I'm more loving towards my dog. I noticed that right away. It's funny. I just, I noticed that right away within the first couple days. I'm more compassionate, more in touch with nature, more peaceful, more centered. So that's not as flashy as, or maybe even as fun as the super impulsive, like, where should we go next? What should we do? What should we do? What should we eat? Let's go here. Let's go there. You know, do you want to play a board game? Do you want to, let's make something. Let's, you know, do you want me to make popcorn? Do you want me to, you know, bake at midnight? God knows we've done lots of that. That is fun. It's like a slumber party, you know? And, so I get, yeah, that's probably the more fun version of me. But if I want to be around longer, then I need to be the raw version of me and the healthy version of me. So we're not, you know, going to the hospital for surgeries and tests and all of that. So, you know, I've had a taste of that this year with the MRI and the blood work and all of that for the myasthenia gravis. I just don't want to live like that. I don't think I'm going to go do the next MRI. I will keep doing blood work because I like to see how raw is affecting my blood work. And I like to have that data and be able to compare it to the data when, you know, cooked food is affecting my blood work. But I see like this kind of trap that they get the elderly into of going to the hospital and the doctor all the time for these yearly checkups. I used to do home health care, and I made some incredible friends with my clients. But I remember, like, I remember Millie especially, like, man, they had her going to the doctor all the time. Every week she had to go for something else. And I think it's just bilking the insurance, the system. I don't think it's all about the patient and, you know, keeping tabs on everything for them, making sure that they're healthy. It just reeks of money, that whole system of greed, I should say. Money's not evil. Greed, that's another story. And that's why our healthcare system is so broken, you know. That and the fact that we human beings are not taking responsibility for our own health by eating junk. So there's that. We are breaking the system, and the system has to compensate. They still have to make money. How are they going to make money off of that? You know, cancer meds and treatments, diabetes, you know, being customers for life when you're diabetic with the needles and the insulin and all of that. And, you know, I don't have to tell you, you know how this works. I don't want to feed that system. I really, really don't. I don't want to be part of it. I don't want to be on that schedule of having to go to the doctor and the hospital all the time and have all these tests. I just want to opt out of all of that. And raw vegan is this just the no-brainer. It's like, oh, here's this door off to the side to a completely different senior life. Della Upshur. Look up Della Upshur, D-E-L-L-A-U-P-S-H-E-R. I can't remember how old Della is right now. I want to say she's in her 70s. She's unstoppable. And she should be dead. Check out her story. She's so inspiring. She really inspires me to eat simple raw. Like, that's why I keep trying to go towards that. But I think skipping steps is not the smartest thing for me. It doesn't work out for me when I do a watermelon fast or a grape fast. It's just too high sugar for me, I've found out, for one. Normally, I think it'd be fine for anybody else, but because I am diabetic, it is great in the moment. Like, I love having that watermelon smoothie in the morning, but my sugar plummets and then I get like ravenous and just feel like, ugh, bad. And that's, you know, and then night's coming and I looked up the whole low blood sugar at night. Yes, that is a thing. That is real. So that explains part of the reason why I'm really struggling at night to stay raw, to stick to any of these plans that I make. But let me get to that in a bit. I just want to touch back on my relationship with Gabe. And honey, if you ever listen to any of these podcasts, I guess I want to apologize for maybe making personal things so public. But I also think there are other people out there going through these kind of struggles, inner struggles. And you being a therapist would understand the importance of talking through it and supporting others going through the same thing. He's really a fantastic person. He's my best friend. And he knows me better than anyone. He and Devin have been my biggest supporters. And now that she's gone, it's Gabe. And I'm so lucky to have him in my life. I will always be lucky to have him in my life. No matter what the relationship is. If it changes, it changes. He's still very good friends with his ex-wife. Closer than I am with my exes. They're genuinely very good friends. So I just wanted to come back and say, like, he's not sabotaging me or trying to, he's just trying to have a good time. And it is fun to go out to eat. He likes to see me happy, you know, it's up to me. It's on me. It's, I take 100% responsibility for every time that I've broken raw. I can't blame anyone else for tempting me. You know, life is full of temptations, you know, grandma's cookies and, you know, friends with surprises and, all well-meaning and loving and coming from a good, loving place in their hearts. I used to think, you know, if you had a serious illness and you went raw, you would have the perfect excuse when people offered you things or tried to get you to, you know, have some cooked food. Then you would say, like I was sick and this is how I got better and I'm going to stick to this. So, as much as I love you and it looks delicious and I appreciate, how much love you put into this or your generosity and wanting to take us out or, the time and effort and energy that you put into this surprise, I need to put my health first or I'm just not going to be here as long. Well, I am in that place. Like, what am I waiting for? Something more serious? You know, I have diabetes. I've had it for over a year. I've reversed it 5 times, but I just keep slipping back into old habits. I have myasthenia gravis, even though they said it does not show positive in the tests. They said that you can have it without it showing up on the tests. And I had all the symptoms and I've reversed those like 3 times now. That's how I did it, by going raw and fasting. The diabetes, that's how I did it, by going raw or by fasting. I now have this arthritis thing in my hands. Not a big fan of that. That's how I'm going to reverse it, by fasting and going raw. I have a toothache. This is how I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to fast first, and then I'm going to transition into raw. I really believe in both of these things, big time. I've seen really positive results from both, big time. Fasting for 8 days, water fasting, reversed the diabetes the first time when I found out I had it last May of 23. So I feel that's what I need to do. That's the right thing to do. And then I'll transition into raw. I'll break it with either the prune test or maybe some applesauce, pureed apples, if I want something that's a little more appetizing. I think that's fine. So yeah, I am there. I don't need to, God, be careful what you wish for. I don't want to wish for anything more serious just so I can have this raw vegan get out of jail free card where I'm like, yeah, I can't eat that because I was sick and this is how I got better. I already have that going on. So maybe my bracelets that I ordered will be a reminder of that. They come today. My Wonder Woman bracelets. I ordered yesterday. It's just kind of a fun, you have to put some fun in some of this. God, it can't be so serious. It just, I think it repels me when it gets too serious like this, and we need to add some fun to it. So I can see joking around with Gabe at the very least, but also just having another visual reminder, you know, short of tattooing myself, I would never tattoo myself, but getting a tattoo as a reminder, of why, my whys. Why am I doing this? I want to be around. I want to be healthy. I want to be stable mentally, emotionally, financially. I want to be my best self. I want to attract good things to me. I want to be happy. So this toothache is first on the list. The oil pulling, it helps. I do it several times a day. It's well over an hour of oil pulling I do a day. It's helping, but it's not enough. And I'm going to knock this out. And I'd like to make it 8 days, but we'll just see. We'll see how it goes. After I fast my blood sugar down and this toothache away, I'm going to transition into basic raw, 80-10-10. I need the wraps. I need the soups. I need a delicious filling meal for my last meal of the day. I'm fine with fruit in the morning, afternoon. I actually don't really like to eat until around noon, sometimes a little later. And I know that's good for me. That's what my body wants to do. So it wants to continue that fast from, 10 p.m. the night before until, it's over 12 hours. So that's good. I'm going to let my body do that. I'm going to listen to it there. And then I'll have maybe some fruit. And then I need that wrap or that soup or that salad, something savory and filling and satisfying. It makes a huge difference. Gabe and I talked about this last night because I really had to take a step back and look at what really has worked for me. Like, what is easy for me to stick with for weeks and weeks? And, ideally years and years. It's been doing 80-10-10. I do a little too much fat, and I think I just have to be okay with that. I find myself slipping in more cashews than I need to and more tahini than it calls for. And I've had a hard time getting rid of Frank's hot sauce. I really love that with tahini as a salad dressing, but it's not raw. But these little things, I think it's better to let myself have that and stay on course than it is to get really strict with myself, because then I don't stay on course. And I think a lot of people experience the same thing. So yeah, it's a slower healing process, a little slower, but you're still on the path. So I needed to remind myself of this, and he agreed, that he's seen me go quite a while, as long as I can do my soups and my wraps and just have that at least one meal a day that I really look forward to. It's important. I love food. Like, let me have the wrap. Let me have the soup. Let yourself do it, Sherry, because it's going to be better in the long run. And when you get too strict with yourself, it just sinks the ship every time. It's been interesting to experiment with grape fasts and watermelon fasts, but those experiments did not go well. So I have to let go of that and just face the facts. This is who I am. This is what I need. And when I take a step back, it's easy to see that this will get me where I want to go. My best version of myself, my happiest, my most successful, and I will be here longer. I will be having a better quality of life for a longer amount of time. That's the facts. Oh, and yesterday in the podcast, I said I did have a mother and father who had a lot of wanderlust. My mother's still alive. My dad passed away of lung cancer in 1998. He was my bestie. We were super close. So much alike. A lot of people have said this. My sister, friends of his couldn't even be around me for, some of his friends couldn't be around me for a while after he died because I reminded them too much of him. So I think of him every day. He was an amazing, hilarious, unbelievably talented person. And also struggled with food. Big time. I have my dad's body. Quite a bit. And I've had other friends who are girls who had their dad's body. I remember one in particular. She was like, why did my dad have to have a body of a little toad? It's just a terrible thing to say about yourself. But I could relate. My dad was a big guy. And my mother is alive. She doesn't live near us. She's kind of estranged from the family. And she's dealing with breast cancer right now. So my dad had lung cancer. My mother had breast cancer. Both had heart problems. My dad was diabetic for a long, long time. And an amputee. This is my gene pool. A lot of diabetes in the family, a lot of cancer. And on my mother's side, dementia. My mother, it's been strange with the breast cancer. You know, I went to visit her, and she has borderline personality disorder. And it has been a very challenging relationship in my life. But I did go to visit her and try to build something new with her. And I did. I succeeded. It was huge. There's a podcast about it, pretty sure. It's still not easy. And she's the most negative person that I know. So that's a big part of it. And she blames everyone else for everything. I have heard her apologize once. She apologized for not being able to help with my sister's celebration of life. So that was taking responsibility, and I appreciate that. I mean, it didn't matter to us that she couldn't help us with that. But it did matter to me that she apologized for once. I didn't expect that at all. There are other things I really wish she would have apologized for, like body shaming me at age 6 for projecting all of her insecurities about her weight and her image onto me as a child, for you know, having me basically as a present to my dad. She didn't, you know, I didn't bond with her because she was, you know, handing me off when I was 2 days old. And she handed me off to great people, thank God. My Aunt Carol, who would have had a baby that was right around my age, but she lost it. So, you know, I had great people taking me on great adventures, but I did not bond with my mother because she was really needing to have my dad all to herself. And I get it. I understand all of that. When you're older, you understand all of that. And her childhood not being easy and their childhoods not being easy, my grandparents. And you have all the pieces of the puzzle as you get older. And you get it. So yeah, it would be nice if she'd apologize to me for just damaging my self-esteem so much as a kid, for being so critical. But she's not going to apologize for any of those things. And I believe that I chose my parents before I was born, that I, you know, mapped out this blueprint for this life to learn specific things, to have specific lessons and experiences, to master certain things. And they provided the building blocks for all of that. I mean, all the people in our lives do. And if I were to change her into, you know, if I had Doc, the woman with Alzheimer's, who I took care of, that just absolutely adored me and when people would say, would think she was my mother when we were out together, and she'd say, I wish, like, oh God, what a different life, what a different place I would be in. But I would lose a lot of experiences that I've had on this path and the life that I do have, and would not have learned the things that I've learned and overcome the things that I've overcome. And I would not be the person that I am. It's fun to think about, like, where I would be had my dad married her, had he even known her, instead of my mom, with all of her insecurities and rough childhood and needing so much from my dad and not wanting to be a mom. She did some things right. She did teach us good manners, and she always encouraged us to be creative. Whenever anyone was in the hospital or sick, she'd get out all of our art supplies and put them on a big table in the dining room, and we would make get-well cards. And as these people died, as I got older, of course, they kept all of them, so they would go back to us. So I had this collection of all of these get-well cards that we made when we were kids. Like, that's really beautiful. That's something she did right. So it's all part of the equation. It's all part of your blueprint. It's all part of, no matter how challenging it is, becoming the person that you wanted to be in this lifetime. And mastering skills and lessons and moving on, evolving, so that in the next, I believe, lifetime, there will be different skills that you want to master and different challenges you want to overcome. And it's just all part of our evolution. And I believe we've all been everything. We've all been everything. So we really can't judge. So my mother is still alive, and she's battling breast cancer, and she loves to go camping. She loves to drive until she gets lost and then find her way home. She also complains about all of her doctors. She complains about her partner constantly, all the people that are helping her the most. And it's really interesting to experience that when my nephew, Bara, has been going through Ewing sarcoma at the same time, and he's never complained, not once. He just never complains. He always has a phenomenal attitude. So I'm really, in the same year, witnessing people at opposite ends of the spectrum going through cancer. And the way they are dealing with their cancer is so completely opposite of each other. It's really rare, I guess I should feel fortunate to see that and know, like, if I ever face that, I know which end of the spectrum I want to be on. I've always admired Bara for his attitude. He's just a really positive person. He doesn't let things get to him. And I know this has been really hard on him, and he's really tired, but he's a champ. So I just wanted to correct myself for saying that I did have parents who had wanderlust. I still have a parent who has that. And my dad definitely loved to travel. So I come by all of that naturally, like I said. I have some distilled water to make for this fast. It's not my favorite tasting water. I thought it would taste like smart water. But when you make it yourself with a countertop machine, I can taste the metal in it. But better than, I can't do tap water. I guess I could do smart water, but considering I just left my airport job and I'm cobbling together different streams of income right now and just building that, it's not a great time to buy a bunch of expensive smart water. So probably going to stick with my own. I can do this. I said yesterday, do I not believe I can do this? And I think I tend to forget big things that I've done. Like, I don't think of them on a daily basis. And so I just kind of made a little list for myself. I've done stand-up comedy. I graduated from Second City. I've written 3 novels. I've done 3 super sprint triathlons. I've traveled solo all over the U.S. I went to Canada. I did Hawaii a couple times. Surely I can stay raw. And I may just have to take it a day at a time or a meal at a time. I may have to check in with you guys a lot more. I may have to do shorter podcasts where I pop in here for 10 minutes and I'm like, hey, I'm still raw today. Check it out. Don't be surprised if this moves in that direction. And I go from posting, once every month or, few weeks, or I think sometimes I've gone several months without putting out a podcast, to it being a daily check-in with you guys. That seems like it might be kind of nice. So I'm thinking about that. I think it's better accountability than being in a super strict online group, which isn't an option for me anyway. I don't want to do that again. I've been there. I've done that. I learned from that experience. I want to do something different. I want to create it for myself. So that may be the answer. Just checking in with you guys more often and putting out little podcasts. We don't need to do the deep dive. I don't know the difference between like a deep dive and navel gazing. I don't want to be navel gazing. I'm reflecting. And you're here. And you could have done a lot of things with these 38 minutes, but you were here with me. For some reason, you're getting something out of this. I appreciate that. I appreciate the support. I appreciate you being here for whatever reason you're here for. I hope this helped you in some way. Maybe it sparked an idea or made you feel better about something. Maybe you're being too hard on yourself. And just give yourself a hug. Love you guys.